Hi, this is Paul Marks, host and producer of Multifamily Matters. Today we're going to air the best of Multifamily Matters. It's a very educational and informative episode, so listen and enjoy the best of Multifamily Matters.
Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network and the only broadcast radio show in the nation that's solely dedicated to multifamily industry operations. I'm your host, Paul Marks, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio, and we have a great show with a wonderful guest who is extremely knowledgeable and right in the middle of today's topic. And today we're discussing the topic of modernizing the affordable housing industry. Step away from the pen and paper. Joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, the fabulous Colleen Winship, Senior Affordable Housing Program Manager with AppFolio. Welcome, Colleen.
Thank you for having me.
So this is one of my favorite topics to talk about is affordable housing, because there is such a need for affordable housing. Let's talk a little bit about that. What are some of the figures that you're aware of about that need?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. And I agree, it's one of my favorite topics. So excited that, to dive into it more. But, you know, today we are seeing just a really massive crisis and a need for affordable housing. There's more than 500,000 people today experiencing homelessness each year in the U.S. So we're really seeing staggering numbers, and we're seeing it more importantly as a hot topic, I think, throughout, you know, our day-to-day life, maybe in our work life, in our personal life. And it's a matter that really is touching a lot of people's hearts and lives. So I'm anticipating a lot of change in the next upcoming years and excited to see where the future of affordable housing goes.
And you know, affordable housing gets kind of a bad rap because it doesn't seem like people are able to get projects going. I mean, there's roadblocks, there's challenges. You know, one of the major things that I always hear is the NIMBY acronym. Not in my backyard. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about some of the challenges that you're seeing across the country.
Yeah, there's lots of challenges. I think speaking to NIMBY, there's a lot of community opposition when it comes to affordable housing. To me, that really means either lack of knowledge of what truly affordable housing means, and especially in what is being developed today. Development has changed and grown over the years. I think a lot of people have misconceptions based on maybe what they think public housing is, or some of the other housing development styles that grew up in the 70s and 80s. Today, what's happening with affordable housing development is much different. It's really great developments that we're seeing. The integrity is there. But there are a lot of hoops to jump through for developers, I think, which is one of the issues and one of the roadblocks of the affordable housing supply. For one, there's a high construction cost. Materials are costing more, labor is costing more, so it's making it difficult to build. There's more restrictive zoning laws, so you're unable, there's lower land availability, and what is available, it's hard to rezone maybe into some multifamily housing developments. And lastly, there's a really lengthy approval process from permitting to processing delays in projects. The development of LIHTC community specifically has to go through the state agency. So there are a lot of steps in order to get a development project across the line. But as far as taking it back to a NIMBY perspective, I think that people should understand that there are a lot of steps in order to make these housing developments equitable and safe for the residents and make sure that it is a good move for that community and for the organization that it might be serving.
Yeah, and you know, there is a in Texas, there is a, it's been in the news quite a bit recently, there is a brand new beautiful project, affordable housing project that was built and completed, but no one can move into it because they found out that it was built on a site right next to a dump site where there's contaminated soil.
So, oh goodness!
Obviously, you know, either due diligence of the site wasn't done correctly, or something was overlooked. But that, you know, those are also some challenges. You got to make sure that you got a good site to build on too.
Absolutely, right.
That could do that.
Which is more and more rare. You know, the availability of what land you are able to use for new construction, of course, is really difficult. Which is why I think we're also seeing a trend in the affordable housing industry for more preservation, because it is, you know, the construction cost and the land and the zoning, all of those roadblocks are so difficult for new construction. There's a lot of funding and different mechanisms going towards preservation of current affordable housing communities, whether that's extending that affordability period or putting new types of funding on it, going through an acquisition rehab where, you know, you're taking some construction costs and, you know, it is still costly, but you're kind of rehabbing the units as opposed to building it from scratch. So there are different creative ways to get around some of the housing supply issues.
Yeah, and what are some of the operational challenges for managing affordable housing that can contribute to the lack of supply?
Yeah, I think one of those is the regulatory requirements. It's a big job for property managers to sit at an affordable housing community and, you know, first and foremost is all of the residents concerned. You know, the resident should be the first thing that you're really taking care of. So to know that not only the normal rigmarole of property management, but then you're also going to have to learn all of the regulatory requirements for whatever programs at your property, I think makes it really hard. And with that comes fragmented programs. You have your LIHTC, your Section 8, maybe you have HOME, CBDG. There's all this type of gap funding in order to make the deal get through the door and make sure that you can build affordable housing communities. But what that means is that some of these programs are not necessarily working together. So you have to make sure that you're qualifying for all the programs at the property, and they don't always play nice. You know, there's more restrictive rules, or you have to watch out for this rule at this program, but this other rule for HUD. And, you know, it can get confusing for a property manager and daunting when they sit down and try and do that file work. I think that there's also a burnout in the industry. With all industries, we have seen it, but especially with affordable housing property managers, we just see a struggle with the workforce. There are a lot of employee gaps that we're finding, and making sure that you're able to hire someone who is up to the job and up to those difficult tasks, like the regulatory requirements, the files that you have to build for your residents. And lastly, I think that there's a lack of modern tools. I think that the industry is so used to using pen and paper that those files I keep talking about, it just takes a very long time for a property manager to move in one of their residents, and the industry as a whole has just been kind of stuck in their ways and really afraid to adapt some of the more modern tools that we have.
Yeah, we've got about a minute and a half left in the segment, but I wanted to ask you a question about what are you seeing across the country as some of the creative ways people are getting into affordable housing. For instance, you know, we see a lot about where they're taking office buildings and converting them into affordable housing or hotels that are no longer in operation and converting those. Are you seeing that becoming more prevalent around the country? Anything else creative like that?
Yeah, I am actually. My previous role before AppFolio, I was working for a property management company, and our firm was actually beginning to look at hotels and to do kind of that same model that I talked about, acquisition rehab. And in addition to creating more affordable housing supply, it had one level deeper, and it was trying to target more supportive services as well. So there's a newish model of affordable housing called permanent supportive housing. This is specifically targets, you know, maybe a severe chronic homeless population or some type of population that is really in need of housing, maybe, you know, children aging out of foster care, that sort of thing. So it was our firm was looking into taking this hotel, rehabbing it into affordable housing units, and then also adapting that permanent supportive housing model. So not only would we need to qualify for whatever housing funding that we had, which was primarily LIHTC, but we would also work with the city on a specific wait list that targeted those that needed housing the most to make sure that we were really hitting on that homelessness population crisis that we have. So I often find that there's a push to pair some of these social services with housing that can hopefully combat some of the homelessness that we see around the country.
All right. Well, we are going to break it here. We're going to be right back after these messages. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Is your multifamily property still on clunky mechanical locks or managing multiple systems for electronic locks? There's a better way to manage your property's access. Zintra is a single system to manage unit, perimeter, and amenity spaces for your multifamily property. Zintra is designed for property and maintenance staff who are overwhelmed and need a system that works from the leasing office to on the go with the Zintra mobile app. Whether you're a leasing agent handling a move-in, a property manager generating reports, or maintenance staff accessing a work order, Zintra will handle your access needs simply and securely. Zintra is paired with Schlage's world-class line of hardware and is now the first to be able to offer Resident Key in Apple Wallet as a solution for tap-and-go entry to all access points on your property with an iPhone or Apple Watch. With Zintra, you don't have to sacrifice between a world-class experience for your residents and decreasing the workload on your staff. Zintra is quick, simple, and secure enough to handle all your multifamily property's access needs. To get started, visit Zintra.co, Zentra.co, Zintra.co, or contact your Allegion representative.
Control by Net provides communities with video surveillance solutions accessible 24/7 from any web browser or mobile device. Our remote guarding reduces crime in garages and mailrooms. Many top owners and managers already utilize our services and love the single sign-on feature to see all properties. As NAA and NMHC members, Control by Net only serves multifamily. Our cloud and managed video solution is consistently voted easiest to use. We meet any compliance requirements. Visit us at www.controlbynet.com or email us for a free site survey at crproperty@controlbynet.com.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
In a fast-paced world of multifamily management, staying connected matters. Need to grow your LinkedIn and boost your visibility? With DottiPost, you can do it smarter and faster. DottiPost lets you create stunning professional posts in just seconds. You can highlight your property, showcase your team, and engage your audience, all while growing your network. With easy-to-use templates and real-time insights, Dottie Post helps you increase your followers and connect with potential clients effortlessly. Take your multifamily business to new heights. Use Dottie Post to turn your LinkedIn into your most powerful tool. Dottie Post. Post smarter, grow faster. Go to dottiepost.com to sign up. We are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network, and coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we're discussing the topic of modernizing the affordable housing industry. Step away from pen and paper. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, the amazing Colleen Winship, Senior Affordable Housing Program Manager with AppFolio. I do want to remind our listeners, if you would like to provide show topics, guest ideas, suggestions, or just listen to any archived episode of Multifamily Matters, please go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. So, Colleen, we were talking in the last segment about the need for more affordable housing and touched on some of the challenges. Let's kind of take a deeper dive into that. What do you see are some of those challenges that we need to be aware of?
Yeah, I think one of them, and I know we touched on it briefly, is some of those regulatory requirements. But what's even more challenging is how they evolve over time. Many of the programs with good intention have changed some of their requirements, changed the way that they might process their asset management through different state and federal guidelines. One that is top of mind for me always is HOTMA, which is the Housing Opportunity Through Modernization Act. Funny, this topic today is about modernizing the affordable housing world, and that is exactly what HUD is out to do. These are some of the biggest sweeping changes that the industry has seen in over 10 years. It's making quite a splash throughout the industry. There's a lot to learn for property managers and residents. I think it's important to talk about the residents too, because they will see some changes. These programs are already difficult to learn. So not only does a property manager have to learn all of these rules and regulations that are coming down with HOTMA, but they also have to learn how to talk about them with their residents. It's really important that they're able to fully digest the rules, so the resident has that transparency that they're owed in order to process their application and their recertification, what have you, in the right manner. HOTMA is a different set of rules that came down from HUD. It's changing the way that we will find different residents eligible for the program. Many different rules are changing in terms of how your income and assets might be calculated for eligibility. And HOTMA is really trying to reduce some of the paperwork burden. Some property managers might not feel that relief right now, but I do see the light at the end of the tunnel with HOTMA. I see what they're trying to do. One thing that I talked about before is the fragmentation of the programs. What they're trying to do with HOTMA is to streamline some of this, is to be able to use, maybe that you've already qualified a resident through the YTEC program, to be able to use that information and qualify it directly over for maybe a HUD resident if those programs are layered, what have you. So I do see what they are trying to do, but it is a big challenge for the owners to be able to implement this kind of training and make sure that they have all the steps that they need in order to be successful to learn this new rule.
Yeah, and as far as other challenges go, I would think that a market rate, Class A property would be operating with, some pretty nice margins. But that's not always the case with affordable, is it?
No, it's not. Because when you think about it, affordable housing, what does that mean? It means lower rents that are, people are able to afford that might make a lower income for their households. So those owners are operating on thinner margins. They don't have that market rate rent that's coming in. They're either rent restricted or they are restricted to the subsidy that they are receiving from a federal source such as HUD. So managers and owners have to get pretty creative in order to, you know, manage the typical upkeep outside of affordable housing, right? The walls still need to be painted. The maintenance still needs to be contracted. All the vendors still need to be, you know, worked with. And that ongoing maintenance of that property really has to still go on, just like your market rate. At the last property management company that we worked at, a lot of times, even during the holidays, sometimes our corporate team would go out and we would pick a couple of our affordable housing properties. And we would go and have a paint day. So we would go and paint the hallways. So not necessarily in the residence units, but we would paint, you know, some of those common areas, because that additional work, you know, all of that common area needs love and attention as well. And unfortunately, there's just not a lot of wiggle room in the budget in order to pay maybe a vendor to do this. So a lot of times we would lean on volunteer work and different things like that in order to fill in some of those gaps and, you know, kind of take a creative attack at that than margin that you spoke of.
When it comes to the processes, as far as being challenges, talk a little bit about how they can be a challenging aspect of affordable housing.
Yeah, Affolio this year published a research article, and we found that 75% of the operators ranked operational efficiency as their greatest challenge. And we find that affordable housing managers have reported that they're spending 39% of a typical week on busy work. This is even more exaggerated in the affordable housing industry. We find that there are just, again, going back to that pen and paper, that it really takes a long time for managers to be able to get a resident or prospect approved for their housing. So we see that there are a lot of delays in the application process when it comes to affordable housing, which can, of course, create some issues. You know, we talk about the lack of housing supply, but I also think one of the major issues in affordable housing is how long it takes someone to move into an affordable housing community. Sometimes it could take weeks. You know, that property manager could be working with a compliance department in order to make sure that all those fragmented programs that we talked about, they have every single piece of paper and I dotted and T crossed to make sure that they can get that approval and they can move that resident in that is in compliance with those rules and regulations.
Can you share any stories from your experiences with these topics?
Yeah, back in the day, I worked with an internal compliance department, and we did find that sometimes there was. It was difficult to work with your compliance department in order to really know exactly what you needed, the minimum requirements that you needed in order to get that person moved in. I found as a property manager, it was really tough to ask the resident to come into the office. You would do all of their paperwork, all of their interview documents, and then you would send it off to your compliance department or third-party compliance. And maybe there would be corrections. So then you would have to ask them to come back into the office to finish those corrections. And there was just a lot of back and forth paperwork that, you know, at that time, there wasn't necessarily a solution to speed that process up. And unfortunately, a lot of that burden was on the resident because they had to take time out of their day, come into the office and work on those corrections with the property manager.
We've got about a minute left, so talk a little bit about the slow timelines and how they negatively impact the property managers and the residents.
Yeah, the biggest impact on the resident is that they're unable to be housed as quickly as possible. I think that's the biggest need of why we need to speed up this process. is because the resident needs that housing and they should be able to move in a quicker manner. And obviously it's not good for the owner because they have that loss in revenue. The longer they go without an eligible prospect or tenant to be able to move in, the longer they go without revenue in that unit. So again, it's not helping those thin operating margins that one might have.
Okay, well, we are going to break it here. We are going to be back right after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
SMART is a national multifamily research and analytics company providing market, property, and floor plan level data to track performance, evaluate competitive strategies, and identify potential investment opportunities. Their innovative web-based software and mobile application contains extensive searchable inventory of granular historical data, floor plan by floor plan rents, concessions, and availabilities for enhanced analysis and forecasting. For more information or to sign up for a free trial, go to smartapartmentdata.com.
Application fraud in multifamily is a major challenge we're all contending with today, and the risk is ever increasing, making it more important than ever to strive for driving delinquency to 0%. If you could eliminate the worst form of application fraud with just a few clicks, you would, right? With PayScore, accuracy is everything. By automating income verification, they deliver clear, concise, and 100% bank-verified income reports in minutes. No more doubts, delays, or fraud. Just the truth about applicant income. PayScore. Accurate, easy, safe. Visit PayScore.com and start verifying with confidence. PayScore. Click, verify, relax.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
REV, the multifamily leasing company, is the industry's long-term affordable leasing management solution. After all, it's really not about cost. It's really all about revenues. Book REV's expert directors and leasing career professionals for your properties today. Let REV drive revenues and create significant incremental value for you. Reduce stress, stabilize and maximize leasing performance. Never expend resources to recruit or train for leasing again. Lease up, value add, conventional leasing. Let REV be your long-term leasing solution. Go to revlmc.com to find out more. That's revlmc.com. REV is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Hire REV today.
We're back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network, and coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we're discussing the topic of modernizing the affordable housing industry. Step away from the pen and paper. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, the fantastic Colleen Winship, Senior Affordable Housing Program Manager with AppFolio. I do want to take a moment and thank some of our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. EconServe, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S. REV, the leasing management company. REV is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Zentra, a seamless security solution designed to solve everyday problems of shared property access. Zentra is the convergence of exceptional security and convenience. And PayScore, learn the truth about applicant income. So, Colleen, we want to talk a little bit about something that is a topic that I hear more and more about when I go to conferences, not specifically to affordable housing, but across multifamily as a whole, and that's automation, digitization, and when it comes to affordable housing, it's even more of a challenge. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I think that there are many different roadblocks on why people want to modernize and digitize some of their systems. I think first and foremost is a slow adoption from HUD and the housing finance authorities. For so long, these processes and these rules have been built off pen and paper. I mean, I think many, you know, veteran industry folks out there will attest to that, you know, dating way back before even fax machines, having to, you know, mail some of these documents back and forth, mail them to HUD for different approvals. So I think the issue dates back of just historically what has been done and just slow adoption to different technologies that might be available. Now, HUD in 2020 did announce that they accept electronic signatures now, which is huge. Most of that obviously had to do with the timing of COVID, which did kind of push forward some of that modernization and digitization that we want to see. And the housing finance authorities, like everything, are adopted at different timelines, right? So if you're an owner and you're operating in multiple different states, some states might allow electronic signatures and some might not. We're seeing that the majority of housing finance authorities are leaning towards that. But the positives of electronic signature is all of that file and qualification work that we talk about, that inefficiency especially. All of those documents have to be signed by the tenant. So before in the last segment, I talked about a resident having to come into the office and come back because there's corrections. All of that is because their signature was required. I think as we move forward to adopting some of these bigger technologies that can ease this burden, a lot of that will be taken care of and you will be able to communicate and operate via maybe email or some other type of communication, especially now that HUD and the HFAs are more on board with moving forward. I think another roadblock that we've seen is just overall hesitation from the affordable housing industry. Lots of people that are in affordable housing industry, you'll talk to them and they say different anecdotes and stories of, I got in this 30 years ago and somehow I just couldn't leave, or, you know, they kind of get in and they never do leave. So again, I think historically people are just used to uncomfortable to their old processes. They found a pen and paper process that works, so they're going to stick to it. They find that sometimes adopting new technology in the front end is a lot of work, and they might not see the benefits of modernizing their processes until some of that onboarding and some of the upfront work might be a little bit more at ease from them. But definitely affordable housing managers have been hesitant as well. But overall, like you said, I really do feel in the last few years a big sentiment and a big milestone that we might be approaching. People talk a lot about wanting to adopt these. I think, again, part of it does have to do with that COVID and some of the staff gaps that people are experiencing, and they want to see how technology might be able to help them.
Yeah, and you know, multifamily as a whole has been slow to adopt technology. I mean, we kind of wait to see what the hospitality industry does with things first, and then we'll jump on board and as multifamily and do it. But affordable is even slower than that because. It can be overwhelming. And one of the big differences between, for instance, a market rate property and the affordable industry is the qualifying and recertifying. That can become overwhelming. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, you know, I always talk with my team and I laugh because if you haven't been on on-site manager, then you don't really understand the gravity of the tenant file. It is this very thick tenant file in a partition that's kept in a filing drawer. And, you know, if it's a LIHTC file, you have to keep that first year file in a fireproof safe and so on and so forth. So qualifying and recertifying a tenant can be so overwhelming because of the amount of paperwork. And then when you add that on, all of that paperwork is on pen and paper. So if we're able to you know, digitize this, create some sort of electronic filing cabinet, if you will, then it will save the managers time and money. They're able to streamline some of their workflows into more of a cloud-based database or something where you're able to access that information anywhere. Because when we talk about those staff gaps, because I know it's such a pain point for some of the owners and operators, but if for some reason, you know, if their central office is in one state and they have a staff gap in another state, historically what's happened is they're not able to see any of the work that was being done in the office because it was all pen and paper. If we're able to digitize and move this to more of an online system, then there's more transparency with maybe that centralized office or something of that manner. And with the qualifying and recertifying, hopefully it will be less of a burden to the property managers because they won't have so much paperwork that they have to do and all those filing cabinets and that sort of thing.
We've got about 3 minutes left in this segment, but I want to see if you've got any insights into some of the reasons why teams might be hesitant to digitize the documentation. Is there something there?
I think that they are maybe stuck in their old processes. It works for them, so they might not want to jump and make a change. There's already a lot of rules and regulations, like we've talked about in the previous segments. So I think, you know, with everything in affordable housing, there has to be some sort of regulatory guidance around it. So not only does HUD post some regulatory guidance around maybe what electronic signatures and digitizing these processes look like, but then you also have to work with your state agencies on what they want to see. So much of affordable housing, you know, we've talked about qualifying and recertifying residents, but there's also that asset management part of it where the property managers have to be prepared for different on-site audits or maybe even virtual audits. Those audits could come from either their state agency, maybe their syndicator or HUD. So the importance of record keeping is, you know, we've talked about that filing door, right? Is that that auditor would come on site and they would say, I want to see 30% of your files. And they circle the units that they want to see and they pull it out from their filing drawer and they say, here are the files. I think, again, there's this, there has to be someone that's willing to create a new process of when that in is digitized. How do you give that auditor that file if it's not physical? How do you make sure that you're being transparent with those auditors when they need that, you know, that 30% of your units in order to look over to make sure you're following all the regulatory requirements? How do you and when do you create a new process for all of those different regulatory requirements that you might have, like that asset management?
All right, well, we are going to break it here, and we are going to be back with our final segment of this episode right after these messages. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Control by Net provides communities with video surveillance solutions accessible 24/7 from any web browser or mobile device. Our remote guarding reduces crime in garages and mailrooms. Many top owners and managers already utilize our services and love the single sign-on feature to see all properties. As NAA and NMHC members, Control by Net only serves multifamily. Our cloud and managed video solution is consistently voted easiest to use. We meet any compliance requirements. Visit us at www.controlbynet.com or email us for a free site survey at crproperty@controlbynet.com.
Looking for a solution to balance your assets? Tired of wasted time managing your day-to-day bookkeeping, buggy software implementations, inaccurate financials? Or maybe you're worried about a pending audit? Would you like more time to focus on revenue-generating activities versus accounting administrative activities? Here at Balanced Asset Solutions, we are a CPA firm that specializes in property management platforms, including Yardi and Appfolio. You can reach Balanced Asset Solutions now at 619-415-6826. Go visit our website at www.balancedassetsolutions.com. Don't delay. Call Balanced Asset Solutions today.
Elevate your apartment game with Multi-Housing News and their exclusive newsletters. MHN is the leading integrated resource for people and companies that own, invest in, develop, manage, and or market multifamily real estate. Join the thousands of real estate professionals who trust MHN in their daily, weekly, and bi-monthly newsletters to keep them informed and inspired with property management trends, news, podcasts, and more. Find out more information at multihousingnews.com/subscriptions.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
We're back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network and coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we're discussing the topic of modernizing the affordable housing industry, step away from the pen and paper. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, the awesome Colleen Winship, a senior affordable housing program manager with AppFolio. I do want to take a moment and thank some of our other sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. Allegion, a leading provider of mobile-enabled products and solutions for efficient access control within multifamily properties. Balanced Asset Solutions, CPAs with expertise in multifamily property management. DirecTV, the ultimate entertainment experience, is now available to all multifamily residents. Smart Apartment Data, the most comprehensive and up-to-date intelligence on the multifamily industry. And CTS, Complete Technology Solutions, making managed IT an easy business decision for multifamily. So, Colleen, we've talked a lot in the first three segments of the show about the challenges, the roadblocks, and just the general makeup of why it's sometimes difficult to get multifamily, affordable multifamily properties off the ground and operating. Talk a little bit about what are some of the potential solutions to streamline affordable housing and maybe get away from the pen and paper.
Yeah. One thing that I've been seeing a lot, and I think it's sort of a new theme, is centralization. The need and the desire to centralize some of their operations and processes in-house, maybe to their headquarters. A couple ways that managers or owners might be able to do that is to use one single system to manage both of their affordable and conventional units. Right. We've found that a lot of people might have some of their market rate or conventional units on one platform and they're affordable on the other. Being able to use one powerful platform for all of your portfolio could be hugely beneficial. You can avoid errors and inaccuracies that result from disparate data sources. I just talked about managing on two different pieces of software, or solutions, but even maybe going back to that pen and paper, maybe they have some sort of Excel file that they're working out of or some other process that they just haven't introduced technology into. And being able to centralize and use one system so that their reporting is more accurate, their training for their employees could be more streamlined as well, and different, all the onboarding headaches that we have when we're hiring new property managers. If you're centralized into one database, it makes it a lot easier to use. I also think that AI and automation could really make its way into affordable housing. You can automate different tasks like your tenant income certification, your invoice processing, and your work order management. Using software that's built to support affordable housing compliance requirements can be hugely beneficial. Again, I talked about that onboarding and training requirements. Something that does have that ease of use will just make the resident and the property manager experience that much better. They won't have as much pain and headache when they're trying to learn new systems.
You know, I'm so glad that you mentioned centralization and automation and AI in the affordable area. I go to conferences around the country, multifamily different conferences, and that has been one of the key topics across the board, not just in affordable, but I'm so glad that it's coming to affordable. And I got a couple of questions around that. How does centralization of operations within one system create efficiencies?
Yeah, I think when we talk about onboarding and training, especially, I, in my previous firm that I worked at, the property management firm, I oversaw some of the training and implementation. So whenever a new hire would start for property management, we had all sorts of documentation and training documents that we use in order to onboard this new employee. If you are onboarding them on a property management company that also has affordable housing units on it, not only do you need to teach them whatever software solutions that you have in place for that community, but you also have to train them on those regulatory compliance requirements. So it's almost like a two-pronged approach. You have to train on the rules and regulations of whatever is on that community, and then the software. So being able to centralize and only have one software to use would be huge. I remember we would have this onboarding sheet, and it would list all of their sign-ons. You know, this is the sign-on for X, this is the sign-on for Y, and, you know, they would have to keep track of all this different, you know, solutions that we had in order to run the part of their business, which was be the property management. And I just remember it was always very daunting for a new employee to start and being able to, you know, scoop up all of those and use one system would be just hugely beneficial, I think.
Yeah. And when it comes to AI, and we've got about a minute and a half left before I want to transition to something, but when it comes to AI, yeah, AI changes almost daily. Do you believe that affordable housing is ready to be introduced AI?
You know, I think so. I want to believe they are, at least. I think with this push towards digitization and automation, the introduction of AI is inevitable, right? I think that AI is surrounding us, and I think that it could replace some of the error-prone manual data entry that we see, and it could really help with certain aspects when it comes to compliance and affordable housing. I think the learning models have a lot to learn when it comes to affordable housing, and there should obviously always be pause. But I think when it comes to automating certain tasks and being able to streamline your workflows, I think that AI is going to be hugely beneficial to the affordable housing industry. And I personally am really excited to see where it goes and how it could not only help the property managers, but also the residents and seeing that streamline effect and ultimately taking care of their needs at the property sooner. More efficiently, and of course, being able to get them housed more quickly and efficiently as well.
Last question before we transition to something, I want to ask you in 10 seconds, give me the top three benefits that increased efficiency from technology can offer to affordable housing.
The top three benefits, I think, are streamlined workflows. centralizing your processes and adopting AI to automate some of those tasks that you have.
Perfect, perfect. Well, we've got about 3 minutes left. I want to transition and ask you to share with our audience a little bit about your journey into multifamily. How did you get there? And also tell us what AppFolio is working on now, as well as if someone wants to reach out to you, what's the best way to do that?
So a little bit about me. I have been with AppFolio now for about 2.5 years. Prior to AppFolio, I worked for a property management company that was vertically integrated. So it was development, construction, and management. I was with that firm for about 8 years. I started off as a property manager at a LIHTC community where I started to learn all the ins and outs. I migrated over to the headquarters. I speaking of centralization, I centralized some of our support processes that we had for our software solutions. And I was also over our operations and compliance department during my time. And then I moved over to AppFolio, where I've been there for, like I said, 2.5 years. I am the senior program manager. I help our product development team make sure that we understand all of those complex rules and regulations on a state and federal on the state and federal guidelines. And our team concentrates on building affordable housing features for programs such as LIHTC and HUD.
Perfect. And if someone wants to reach out to you, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, you can always search my name on LinkedIn, or if you want to shoot me an email, my email is colleen.winship@appfolio.com.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for being here. It's been very enlightening. Affordable housing is such a there's such a need for that across the country, and there is a lot of red tape and a lot of roadblocks. But hopefully we can get people away from the pen and paper and get them into some technology and affordable housing. So thank you, Colleen, for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. Great talking
with
you.
All right. We're going to be back next week with another great topic and power panel of industry experts. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.